Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. A couple of notes here on things we've talked about. P1 John says, after Rosie Greer, we talked about Rosie Greer because he almost got the song In the Ghetto. That was from Put Up or Shut Up, the Throwback Thursday game day from the late 60s.
Did Rosie sing, or do you think he would have spoke sung it in the ghetto?
I don't know.
I don't know that I've ever heard of the man sing.
You could do a speak sing of that, couldn't you?
Not uncommon.
Yeah, he could have done that. Who was the guy? I think Rosie Greer was on like some sitcoms as himself, you know, to play ex-football player Rosie Greer.
I want to say, yeah, because he was out there. He really kind of branched out of the NFL.
Yes, exactly.
And then, you know, he had people like Merlin Olsen kind of crossed over.
Yeah.
He became Father Murphy, right?
The Put Up or Shut Up rock and roll trivia player guessed Merlin Olsen for
That's
the question.
Guess.
That's a very good guess. I agree. Could have been him. Yeah, he was Father Murphy. And
Alex Karras crossed over from football to entertainment.
He was Webster.
Yeah.
He was in Webster. Rosie Greer is still with us, 93 years
old. Is he?
Yeah. But and he became a minister. He did a lot. Football player, of course.
Needlepoint.
I think he would go on to television shows and
bring his needles.
Yeah, and people would say, like, I play football, I'm tough. And Rosie Greer would say, well, I'm tough too. I played football, but I also do needlepoint and ballet.
He's a Renaissance man.
I'm a Renaissance man, exactly. He did the Rosie Greer Show for 3 years on ABC, hosted the Rosie Greer Show.
I have no memory of that. We did not get ABC clearly.
That's right.
Came all the way from Petersburg.
That's right, yes. We didn't get NBC clearly, so I never... the early NBC show.
Kind of fuzzy.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like Happy Days was always fuzzy.
Accompanied Bob Hope on some of his tours when he would do those USO tours.
That's cool.
He would do. Acted in The Man from U.N.C.L.E., I Dream of Genie, Biggie was right, I Dream of Genie, The White Shadow. He was,
was
in
he?
See, I'll bet you I've seen that White Shadow where he was on there going, I do needlepoint. You know, that's my guess.
Oh, the guy's trying to be too macho, you think, on the team?
Wild Wild West, tons of shows.
Daniel
here.
Boone, I've been told.
But Daniel, McMillan and Wife, Sesame Street, Love Boat, you know, of course, Rosie Greer. But a P1 listener, John, says, not only was Rosie Greer a football player and an actor, and if you're just tuning in, he didn't die. He's still with us, 93. But he was a bodyguard for Senator Robert Kennedy when was assassinated. Now, Kennedy was assassinated in 1968 during the campaign. Greer was guarding Ethel Kennedy when Kennedy was shot. He was unable to prevent the assassination, but he took control of the gun and subdued the shooter, Sirhan Sirhan. He was the one that got down and got him.
That's right.
My goodness.
What a life
this guy has had. Don't you love it when people are famous for one thing and then go do something else?
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, he's done everything, it sounds like.
Michael Strahan.
Truly he was.
Michael Strahan did that.
Not like that. Michael Strahan didn't save any or try to wrestle anyone to the ground.
Well, no, but he's on Good Morning America. I know, but he's on Good Morning America.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
And he hosts game shows.
Yeah, he hosts game shows.
But he's not done any acting.
O.J. Simpson did that. O.J. Simpson was an actor.
Look, he was great in Naked Gun.
He was. Let's face
American
it.
American beloved.
Until, and then we turned on
I saw some statistic that over the weekend, you know, I guess Allen, the quarterback for the Bills, has surpassed him, I think, for most rushing touchdowns as a
really?
Bill.
Really? Over O.J. Simpson?
But they said O.J. still has him, still leads 2-0.
Okay. Right. All right.
Okay. That's not a fun stat.
And never convicted.
Over the line. No.
Never convicted.
No. But in our house, he was convicted. I know that. I've seen many, many documents.
This is a conviction house.
Yes, it's our. We convict. In our house, we convict. We've convicted all these guys.
Well, and there's somewhere out there, and I will find it before I die, is video of you reacting to the O.J. It is the one thing in my life that I want to see the most.
I've scrubbed that from the internet. I've scrubbed all of that.
I know. I've asked multiple people that used to work at that studio.
Yes.
No one seems to be able to find it. All I want to see before I die is a young you going, no!
No!
As the verdict's read.
No!
And then cut immediately to hundreds of black people celebrating.
Thousands. Thousands.
In the streets.
On the streets of Los Angeles. Yeah.
Yeah. You probably wearing, if I had to guess, 90s, you're probably wearing khakis, tucked in polo shirt.
Hilfiger, maybe?
I'd probably wear
some type of woven leather belt.
What did I wear yesterday? I'm probably wearing that.
A hoodie.
A hoodie.
Jeans.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was wearing.
All I want to see before I die is you on screen going, no!
No.
Yeah, it was October when they ran the vert, so it could have been hoodie or golf shirt, depending on the weather that day. And the local news came and got me on television going, no, no. And then they cut immediately to 10,000 screaming people on the streets, mostly black, just cheering to beat the band. Yes, when OJ was
I think we mentioned this earlier. I just got a text from my friend Barbara who said she is 99% sure that Rosie was OJ's confessor.
I thought so.
of the jailhouse confession.
I believe Rosie, because he was a minister, went to OJ and like helped him, prayed with him. And the rumor was that OJ told Rosie, I did it. But then
You're a man of God. You can't say
anything. You don't say anything.
Right?
Yeah, I always heard that. I always heard Rosie Greer was the person that he confessed to. That is correct. I know I remember that. So that is one thing. Then we have Ron flashing back to yesterday. We got a BOGO on Yankee Candle over at Publix. If you can make your way Publix. Yeah, I know you
that's
were.
That's my candle.
Yeah, you were lamenting they're cutting back on Yankee Candles.
And closing stores.
Yeah, they're firing employees.
Yeah.
Now, at Publix, you get to buy one, get one on a Yankee Candle.
I love a Publix. I think Chris Dem would enjoy a Publix.
Oh, I love a Publix. First time I saw one in Florida, I was like, this is a game changer.
They're great. They're great.
Now, you guys, I live close to one now.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
It's a great
But product. I will say this about Publix. The BOGOs are great, but the other stuff's kind of pricey.
Pricey. Yeah, but they do a nice job.
Do they
job.
Do senior discount day?
You know, I'm sure they do.
Yeah.
I would imagine. A lot of places, yeah.
I would imagine. But you're right. They're pricey, but to me, almost worth it.
Well, thanks for the heads up on the candle.
Yeah.
Their bakery and their deli, top-notch, worth the money.
I tell you, Barry got me on a Costco gift card. You know Barry in HR.
What?
Let me tell you what it is.
I saw this formulating in his head.
So,
I don't think Biggie's aware of this.
No.
Barry is not a Costco member, but for however reason, he got a $25 Costco gift card. So the other day we had an insurance meeting, and Barry's in charge. But before it started, he came over to me and goes, I got a $25 Costco gift card. I said, really? He goes, you interested? I said, well, yeah, I'm a Costco member. And he goes, I'm not a member of Costco, so you can just have it. I was like, okay, great. I appreciate it. So the next day, yesterday, he comes into the office. He goes, here's that $25 Costco gift card for you. I said, oh, thank you so much. He goes, I'm only going to charge you $20.
I like it. I like his style. Immediately, that was my thought.
Yes. It's win-win.
I said, you want me to give you $20?
He goes, yeah.
If you feel like it. I said, all right, I'll give you $20.
I love it.
I've got the... So he gets $20. I get the $25 Costco gift.
Yeah, see, that's exactly... That's how I'd cut that deal. Yeah.
Did you...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ask how he came into possession of the card?
No.
Don't.
No, I did not. I know it's full. It's valid. He had the receipt and everything, and he gave me the gift card. And you know what my wife said later? I said, yeah, he got me for $20 on this. And my wife said, you know, you can use it. As long as you have the gift card, you don't have to be a member. You can go in there. Yeah.
Is that right?
That serves as your membership card. Mm-hmm. So she said, yeah, the gift card serves as the membership for the day.
That's yeah. It. You know how I know you're rich? Is rich people never even consider that to pay for something. Like you're just used to getting things. Oh, yeah, just going to give me 25? Like, no, I'm going to give you 25, but you won't give me 20.
I was shocked he said it. I thought he was just out of the goodness of his heart.
Yeah, there. Yeah.
No,
us normies
okay.
now.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's say HR Barry could have gone into Costco with the card.
Now I didn't know that until the A train told me that.
Yeah.
And could he have? But the gift card was $25.
$25.
Could he have racked up $150 worth of purchases?
I think so, but you have to pay cash after that.
Okay.
Cash.
I believe.
And I've heard that what your wife said before too.
Yeah.
Because it's always on these like I see these Instagram reels and it's always a hack. A Costco hack with no membership is you have a gift card, but you're right. You do have to pay like cash.
They only accept one other card. It may be something. Yeah. I'm not sure. I'm executive.
Ooh.
So my executive card is my credit card. So there may be other card to choose, but definitely I think he could do cash. If he went to $100, yeah, I think he could do cash. But I don't think he was aware of that. He said, I'm not a member. So he sold it to me. I didn't even know that either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Is it as good as spent on Chardonnay?
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Yeah. I bet it's ringing off right now.
The other day, my wife called me and said, I need you to swing through Harris Teeter. That's another grocery store. And she goes,
the week of Thanksgiving?
Yeah, right before. It was like Monday. And she said, go through. It's an emergency. I've placed an order. Just drive through and pick it up. I said, okay. So I did. And the person came out, and I opened the hatch on the minivan. She put it. I didn't even know what we got. And I left and all that. So
ain't that America?
Yeah, I don't even know. I don't even know. She's like, want me to put it in the back? I said, yeah.
Yeah. The trunk's open. All right. You know.
They did it.
Let's just skip the pleasantries.
Just a quick note here. I've received a message from HR Barry. He's going to need that 25 back.
Oh, he wants to go shopping?
He didn't know the policy. Trade
back. Okay.
Now he's upset backs? He lost the five.
Yeah. I went around. We got home in the garage, popped the hatch on the minivan. 24 bottles of wine sitting there. Oh, my. Okay.
We're having people
all the
over.
Same brand? All the same wine?
Little Kendall Jackson. They had a special, they had a special on KJ, and I was like, oh, okay, I see the emergency now.
We having people over? Nope.
No.
I see why you need that other fridge.
We have a a beverage fridge. Yes, that we put some bottles on. Wine fridge, they call it.
Yeah, but two cases.
Well, she wanted it to make sure she had it in for the Thanksgiving holiday and beyond. Uh-huh. She wanted to be ready for it. Now, here's the other update. We mentioned the voice of Frosty the Snowman.
Happy birthday!
That airs tonight on NBC. We told you a bit about him. His name is comedian Jackie Vernon. Died in 1987 in his 60s. And didn't realize this. He had three secret families.
Married four times.
Yeah, they didn't know
about
each
other. But his fourth wife didn't know anything about one, two, or three.
Yeah.
And one didn't know about two, three, four.
Right.
And two didn't know about one, three, four, et cetera. One of them angrily tracked him down, and that's when his youngest, oldest, said, Dad, you had three other lives?
Yeah, three other lives. He had secret lives going.
Just abandoned the women and their families.
And nobody knew that he had those secret lives going.
Hot take.
Yeah.
I miss the secret family.
Yeah, you can do that at the time.
Yeah, back then, now with social media.
Harder.
We're all way too connected. You can't really do the secret family. Because back when you found out, it always was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. Now, it's like, I mean, they have whole sites and pages on Facebook dedicated to, are we dating the same guy?
Right.
Plus, your phone tracks you. Your car tracks
everything
you.
Tracks,
your credit card tracks you.
You could never go anywhere, especially if you're married. You know, most people share locations.
Yes.
So it's like, you know, what are you doing? I shared locations with one girlfriend in my life, and I immediately regretted it.
Way harder to have an affair. Way harder to have a secret life.
And way harder to even stop and have a burger.
But humans will do it.
We try.
Humans will find a way.
Find a way, but it's harder. Mm-hmm. It definitely is. You're right. So
that's why you get burner phones.
Yeah. You have to now. Yeah. That's the latest on Jackie Vernon, the voice of Frosty the Snowman. So enjoy the holiday classic tonight on NBC and think about his three secret families.
His sad mess of a life.
Yeah. And the fact that he died of a coronary, probably from, I don't know, what a
Cigs?
Life is.
Oh, he was addicted to Quaaludes. Yeah.
Quaaludes. He was addicted to Quaaludes.
Addicted to Ludes, Kelly. That's your favorite drug. It's currently off the market.
Yeah, I bet every time Frosty comes on, his family members cuss him.
Happy birthday!
Shut up,
you
Dad.
Son of a bitch. How dare you?
You never remembered my birthday, Dad.
Yeah, you never said that anywhere, except it was written in a script for you.
He named all his kids Ralph.
So he'd keep him straight. He didn't want to make a mistake.
All the boys are named Ralph except for the one he kept.
Yeah. You don't want to accidentally call one the wrong name, so he just made it Ralph.